My name is Judy Van Zyl, and I'm here with Priscilla Peak. We're at Rogue Valley Manor, and today is June 22nd, 2018, and I'm going to engage in some discussion with Priscilla. But before we start, I want to make sure that you understand that this will be made available on the internet after we're all finished.
Okay.
And that's fine with you. Great. Okay. Well, let's start with just a few basic factual kinds of things, like where you were born and some of your early schooling days.
I just want to say good morning, Judy.
Well, and
thank you for coming.
Well, and thank you for agreeing to be part of the energy process.
Well, this will really be helpful for my grandchildren.
Great. That's terrific.
And I think that would be really nice.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, they probably know where you were born, but maybe for the record, we should...
I don't know. I was born in Dobbsbury, New York, on the Hudson.
And did you go to school there? Were you living there for a long time?
Oh, yes. I was living there for 23 years, and then I flew out to the West Coast. No, it was a nice small town.
Uh-huh. And... You went to school there.
I went to school there, and it was always a great school. It was just down a block from my house, so that was nice. I always ended up walking to school and coming home. And I really liked it. Somehow I always remember every morning in the middle of the morning, we got graham crackers and a little small carton of milk. Somehow I remember that all the time, and it was very nice.
Uh-huh. What other memories do you have of those school days?
School days, well, I tried to be good in athletics, and I was on the team, the girls' basketball, baseball team. Uh-huh. And I did a lot of basketball also in those years. And, I went to school. Well, it was really in the late 30s. So they didn't have a lot of after-school sports like they do now. But we really had a great gym teacher, and I enjoyed it. It's my pills.
Okay, we had a short break while somebody came to the door, but we'll see if we can get back on track now. We were talking about your early school days. Oh. You were talking about some of the activities that you were involved with.
They were always in the sports.
So you were very physically active.
I was. They had me in another class to strengthen my back because I had a scoliosis. And they found it, you know, a long time ago when I was pretty young. And that was okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That probably helped.
Do you remember any teachers who were particularly important for you or that stand out?
In the lower grades? No, not in the lower grade. My gym teacher, and I forget what her name was. She was always sort of active in my life, I guess.
And how long then did you stay in New York? You went to school in New York. And did you?
Well, I went to school in Dobbs Ferry.
Yeah.
I think when people say New York, you think of New York City.
Uh-huh.
But this... We were about 100 miles, I don't know, north of New York City on the Hudson River. And it's called Dobbs Ferry because the man was Dobbs and he had a ferry on the Hudson River.
Okay, all right. Well, how long did you live there in Dobbs Ferry?
Oh, I lived there just for 23 years. That's where my parents lived.
So you went on to do high school in Dobbs?
Yes, I did. We had only 400 students in high school. That was considered a lot.
And what memories do you have of your high school days? Any particular?
Oh, Lordy. I was in, I was a twirler, so I went to all the football games and everything. We had a band, and I would twirl.
So you were a baton twirler?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
And did you perform as a group or with just by yourself?
No. There were a few others with us, uh-huh, which was good. And we had, and all any of the big parades in Dobbs Ferry, like July 4th, we would do our performing, but it was with a band, and it was always in parades,
uh-huh,
and it was fun. I loved it. We had fun.
So it sounds like you actually enjoyed school days.
I did. I enjoyed school. My senior year, our music teacher always wanted to teach somebody how to play the cello. So I've always enjoyed, I did that just for 1 year. Then I graduated. But the cello is fun. I had a good time. And when I go to any other symphonies or outings like that, I always will check out the cellist first.
So that's a memory that stuck with you, even though...
I must be. I'm very surprised. I also did the timpanis. What is a big round? I don't remember.
The kettle drum?
Well, they're the big round ones.
I'm not sure which is which, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not a...
drums as well.
Yes, and I'd be studying for the next class and play my drums. Sometimes he would say something, the music teacher. But yes, I had fun and I enjoyed it. And on the day of graduation, we had to go in early, and then we had several hours before we would graduate, quite a few hours. So a group of us went down to the Hudson River, got in a boat or canoe, and went over to the other side, which was New Jersey.
Hmm. And what did you do when you got over there?
Came right back.
Oh.
But we didn't tell anybody. And I never got home, and my mother was really concerned when I left early that day to school. That was the day we were graduating. We didn't go home. We just went down to the riverfront, did that, came back, and it was late afternoon. So that was very bad. Anyway, I also belong to the Girl Scout Mariners. They don't have that now, but we had a leader who was just really great. And she took us, she was a pilot, but she didn't pilot us, but she saw that we had rides on a lot of the big airlines, our group. We had maybe 14 in the group, and that was very memorable. We went to Canada. I can't imagine taking a bunch of 16-year-olds to Canada. But it was great. And that's about, then I went on to, after that, went on to nursing.
Tell me about something about the nursing. Where did you go to train to do nursing, and what made you get involved with nursing?
Oh, I always liked nursing. Even in high school, I used to volunteer at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the volunteer, when you're a kid and you're a volunteer, we served lunches and, you know, we served meals to the patients in their room.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mainly what it was. But I liked it. I liked hospital. I like hospital interiors.
Do you know what made it so attractive for you?
No.
But what made you stay so
interested? I don't know. My mother just said, maybe you'd like to volunteer in the hospital. So I did. But I was about 17, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And where did you then get your nursing training?
In Newark, New Jersey. I had an uncle who was He was a minister. Because I was brought up as an Episcopalian. So he was related to my dad. And he got me interested in the nursing program at this one hospital. It's an old hospital. I'm sure it's not there now.
And how long did it take you to go through the training?
It was a 3-year course. And I didn't want to, there was only one other college that we had written to about nursing, and it was just one in northern New York. And I didn't feel very strong about that or very adequate. So then I went into the nursing program, and it was in this hospital. And they had boarding for the nurses, all the different 3 years of nursing. Mm-hmm. That was fun too.
And then what happened after you finished your training?
Right at the, almost at the very end of the training, World War II was over. My training was paid for by the government because I was to become a nurse, I guess an army nurse. But then I didn't graduate yet. I graduated a few months after the war was over. So then I didn't go into the service.
But did you continue with doing nursing work?
Oh, yes.
And tell me about that. Where did you wind up doing some nursing work?
I went to the Veterans Hospital in the Bronx. And right now I can't remember what you call that place. It was a very good education. I was put in with the soldiers who came back from the war, and they were all paraplegics. And there, a nurse would go with one patient for the whole day. Wherever he had to go, that's where you went with them. And that was a very well educated. Mm. I mean, I came out here and it wasn't as good.
So you learned a lot about how to work in that area.
Yeah, especially with paraplegics, and we played baseball with them and they won. I never got over that. Well, you know, they were guys that had to be in their 20s and 30s. Anyway, I always remembered that because it was really nice and they were very respectful of us.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Vice versa.
Very, very interesting. Do you remember, besides playing baseball, do you remember any particular things with that group of people there?
No, we worked with doctors. They went, if they had tests or however their day went, if they had a test, we were right there. So we right now I can't remember.
You must have gotten to know some of them pretty well if you stayed with them for the whole day.
Yes, we did, and it was fun.
Okay, well, let's move on then. What happened after you left the hospital situation there? Where did you go from there?
Well, then I went in the Veterans Hospital. I was there for several years. And then I was just in, I don't know. What I did like, then I moved on there to the psychiatric section. And I learned how to give electric shock therapy. And insulin therapy, which did the same thing, just a different way. And I was I had not done any of that before. It was very interesting. And I think since then they've stopped doing the insulin therapy, or electric, one of those they've stopped. I don't know if it was instant or electric now, but it was one of that. Hmm. And that was very good. That was in New York.
And then where did you go from there?
Well, I got shocked.
You got shocked?
When you have, in electric therapy, you have to hold their, it's a tongue depressor in their mouth so they don't swallow their tongue. Mm-hmm. And then when the electric shock is over, you can tell because they tremble. Mm-hmm. Then I can let go of what I'm doing. And then one time, I guess I wasn't paying attention or something, and I let go of what, stopped doing what I was doing, and I got the electric shock, the tail end of it. But it caused me to jump off the chair onto the floor. Everybody was really shocked. Uh-huh. There's always generally one or two nurses and two doctors. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I always remember that.
I can imagine, yeah. So what happened then? How long did you stay on the East Coast?
Well, when I was 23, I don't know, I worked near about maybe 2 years, 2-3 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. I came out to the weather is awful back there. It's, what's the word I want? Anyway, I decided all my clothes always stuck to me. When you're in old buildings, it's even warmer. Uh-huh. So I said, I had a girlfriend who was also a nurse, but not with me, not in the same hospital. She and her boyfriend went out the West Coast. I said, I'm ready to leave. So she and I left and came out here to L.A.
And did you have a job you were going to, or you just
no.
Pick up and go?
I had a lot of guts, just got up and went. And all I had was not even $200 with me.
And what happened when you got to Los Angeles?
Lordy, we decided we needed a vacation, an R&R. We went down to Long Beach, rented a little house on the ocean, and it was fun. We really felt great. Then when we saw our money dwindling after a month or two, we decided to go and see if we couldn't find, we had to find a job. All the hospitals we went to were not hiring nurses. They just weren't hiring. So we had to go back to the VA, which I didn't want to do, but we did. And they interviewed the both of my girlfriend, Sally, and me. They interviewed us, and we realized this was our last chance to get a job. And so we told them how we went to Columbia University, took classes there our last year. And we told them all about our electric shock experience and insulin shock. So they listened. They said, well, excuse us for a while. And then they said, we're hiring you and your friend.
That was fortunate.
Yeah, it surely was. I don't know what we would have done otherwise.
So how long did you stick with work there?
Oh, another year or two.
And then what happened after that?
Well, let me see. I know I got married.
How did you meet your husband?
Through another nurse. She was new in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And her husband was just finishing up his doctorate. I guess you call it that. Uh-huh. And so she and her husband introduced me to his, he had a friend, the doctor. And that's the one I ended up getting married. We went together, I guess, for like seven months at least. But he was working and I was nursing, so we couldn't always get together at a reasonable time. Anyway, we ended up getting, we went to Las Vegas. My family couldn't come. I think if I had waited longer, maybe they could. But anyway, that's, we got married there and we went to the Grand Canyon and came home.
And then
I went back to work.
Back to work. Okay.
And that wasn't for a while. Uh-huh. And then when I got pregnant, I was very sick with that pregnancy. So I just had to leave nursing.
And was that then a sort of permanent stop in your nursing career, or did you return to it at some point?
I did not. I wished I had. A lot of the girls in my class returned to nursing only on weekends when their husband could babysit the children. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that. In a way, I wished I had, but it makes things harder.
Yeah.
And they managed it, but I did not.
What are some of your memories about raising your kids?
Oh boy, you're a lot stricter.
Stricter than your own parents?
My mother, things were different then in the 40s. Like, I had four other really close girlfriends. We did things together for quite a few years. We went down to Madison, to New York City, to watch the Rangers. They went, the Rangers, you know, hockey.
Ice hockey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we would watch them. We'd all take the train. Mm-hmm. One of the mothers drove us to the train station in Dobbs Ferry. And we'd go down New York and, I don't know, we got on a bus or something. And we watched the Rangers. We were one of their best fans. We all hollered and hooted. And we did that, I think, maybe two times. I would not have. Now, life is different here, but I would not have done that. Uh-huh. Yeah, my mother was very good about a lot of things, and I didn't realize it at the time.
What other things do you remember about her now?
About what?
What other things do you remember about your mother now?
Oh.
Big times and things that she did.
She did a lot of things. She allowed me a lot more than what I would allow my children. Mm-hmm. So maybe that wasn't good. I don't know. But I can't think. Well, they were strict about playing. I would just have, I had one girlfriend I could visit. She was on the next street, and I could walk around. But other than that, we didn't go and visit each other houses.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things did you do in your married life together with your husband that you remember?
Goodness, I'm trying to think. Well, he liked racehorses. I can't remember exactly. I think he had a family, a cousin or something that was in racehorses. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't right at first. We had three children. And we got them started with 4-H. Mm-hmm. And that was a very good, that's a wonderful program. I was a teacher in the 4-H for the horses, although my husband was the horse teacher. Uh-huh. But I don't know. Let me just see. All of my children were in 4-H for at least 3-4 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, they learn. They have to take care of the animals, see that they're always fed, make notes, and they had to pay for it. So we'd go to the bank and get a loan. Then he'd have to pay that. So they really learned quite a bit.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was really good, and good for them.
At some point, you got involved with ballroom dancing, as I recall.
Oh, my goodness. I was about in my 60s.
That was much later in life.
Uh-huh. I was one of their older ones that just started out.
How did you get involved with that? What attracted you to it?
Oh, I always liked to just do a little dancing by myself. I didn't, around where I lived. Mm-hmm. I would always just doodle. I don't know. I was just always doing something. But I really enjoyed that, and it was in Santa Barbara. What's the name of? And I can remember I went up these tall steps, and I thought, oh boy, that's scary. You had to walk up all of these steps to get to the dance floor and to get to, well, their office. It's one that's familiar, and I'm sorry if my teacher, Bill Wilkin, ever hears that, he'll be shocked that I can't remember the name of the dance company.
Oh.
It's a well-known name. But I met, anyway, Bill was just standing at the top of the stairs, and he said, oh, hi, can I help you? And I said, yes, I just want to learn to dance. Oh, he said, that's fine. That's good. Come on in. So,
what kind of ballroom dancing was your favorite dancing? There's all different kinds, I think.
Oh, yeah, yes, there is. There's a lot of different kinds. I like the Latin. But one of the other ballroom, it was all, I think I did better in the, is it the Latin? See, I can't even. That was good. I enjoyed it all. But it took me a while. Even after 6 months of going, we went to a competition and was so scared. I almost kind of got sick to my stomach. You can get scared because when you go into these dances, they have a lot of judges that are standing around the room. Maybe 4 to 6. And they're watching you every move. So after a while, I asked Bill, what do I have to do? Because you know your feet aren't going right. He said, just smile. So after that, I didn't worry as much. After a few years, I didn't worry as much about what my feet were doing. I just always smiled and looked happy. So I did very well.
Did you win any competitions?
Hmm.
Great.
Yeah, I won quite a few, and I came in second. And I went. The big one is the international one down in Miami. Hmm. And that's what I was petrified about. Because there you're competing against, you know, dancers from Europe. And that included Russian dancers. And they're always the best because they start when they're like 3. And they're very excellent. Anyway, that all worked out, and I did well in the Latin, dances, and I don't know what I enjoyed that. Then I got sick. Well, I think because I was doing too much practicing. Not enough sleeping and eating or something. So Bill's grandmother died, and I said, you go. We went there, and I just went to bed. I had to get the doctor, and he put me in bed. Mm-hmm. And he said, you have to stay this way for a whole week, like. So I didn't do the other international dance, which was waltz, foxtrot, and another one. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
So how long did you continue with your dancing?
Well, let me see. I guess another, I don't know when, about at least another 2 years before I came up here.
So you stayed with it for quite a while?
Over 7 years. And it was really, I really enjoyed it. We would go, though. We went to, from here they had competitions back east. They had more back there. And they were all very nice. They were nice hotels. And we also went up to Canada for an international one. One at, what was it? Costa Rica. That was really different. So we always stayed a few days afterwards so we could see part of the country. And that was very nice, too.
And did you dance with the same partner all the time?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to go.
I see. And do you miss it now?
I like the dancing. Yes. Bill used to come up sometimes and go to dances with me here when we used to have dances about every month. Then they stopped that. But anyway, it was fun when he came up.
So that was kind of a highlight, it sounds like, a part of your life.
Yes, I would say so. I guess another highlight of my life were my grandchildren.
Tell me about your grandchildren. What makes them a highlight?
Well, they were just great. I knew them when they were really little. And they each one, same parents, but each one was totally different from the other. And so I would go and be there when they were born. And I kind of followed them as they grew up, went to school graduations, went to college graduations. And that's nice. I was able to do that.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Grandchildren. Five granddaughters, one grandson, and they all have children. They're all married and have children. So it's a big family. When we all get together, I think there's like 19 of us.
That's a big family.
Yes, it's been really nice.
You mentioned something before we got started, Priscilla, about your grandmother. And her being a big influence on something.
Well, my grandmother, gee, years ago, she lived, I don't know, she and my mother went, my mother was young, went from, you have to go? Went from Newark to New York where there was other cousins. And I don't know how she got out. My grandmother went out to Dobbs Ferry, but she bought a house there, an old house. It was like one of those UCN Heritage. It was really old, but we all loved it because it was like a three-story. And my grandmother bought it. I was surprised. But she lived with us. Then my mother and dad, see, my mother was there. She married my dad, and they all lived there. And they kept living there. My grandmother lived with us when we grew up. And that was wonderful. And when I would come home from school, she always had a big cup of tea ready for me. And she had a cup of tea. And she had chairs. Two chairs by a little table. And I always remember that, which was nice. When you get home from school, to have somebody greet you. Well, my mother was there, but she was busy. They had a bulldog none of us liked, and he bit my brother in the eye. So I know my mother had to take care of him. And you know, with the eye. Anyway, so my grandmother was always there to greet me. And that was really nice.
Do you remember any other people in your life that were particularly influential for you, or that you have real fond memories of?
Well, my grandmother's the number one. I guess if I really think about it, right now, it doesn't come to me.
Everything you said, Priscilla, you talk a lot about having fun, and you talk a lot about real positive kinds of things, which is wonderful. Is there anything in your life that you would want to share about something that you think
it's negative?
Kind of makes you a little sad.
I don't know. I have to think about that one, too. sad. I don't know. Sad to my mother. I had on my little toe, I don't know what was wrong with it, but it had to be operated on. Mm. I was pretty little. They put one of these big boots on my foot. Mm. I think I was back like 4 or 5.
But you remember that.
Well, I went for a walk. I didn't really, they'll say I ran away. I didn't. I just decided I wanted to go for a walk down our block. And our block went to this big road right by the school. So then, when my mother couldn't find me out in the backyard, she called the police. She was frantic. And they said, oh yeah, we have a little girl here. And they were talking a little. So my mother just got, we didn't have a car. We had one car. My dad used it. So she walked to the police station and got me. But that was a bad day for her. I didn't think about it.
Yes.
I don't know of any. I can't think of anything really negative. I worked in the Altman Company. It was a large company in New York City when I was a senior. Mm-hmm. That's not negative. That was positive. That's my mother let me go down on the train by myself, walk in New York, get on a bus, and go to work. Well, no, I never would do that. But that was nice. And my dad was a women's shoe buyer, one of the best in New York City. So when my dad asked if they had a job for me, I think they said yes. Then they put me in all the other departments where there was somebody didn't come or was sick. So I got to work in all the wonderful departments, the fur department, women's nice clothes. It was great. I'm kind of going back and forth because I forget.
That's not at all a problem. Not at all a problem. You live here at the Manor now, where there's a lot of people who are getting older, and everybody's always getting older, even apart from people at the Manor.
Yeah.
Do you think about getting older and the process of getting
older?
Yeah.
You think, how did I ever get to 92 or 90 or anything with the N9? No, I guess that's the way it is.
And what things do you enjoy about being here at the Manor?
Oh, it's very nice. I'm kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But I had a very good friend who passed away about 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she and I did a lot of things together. Mm-hmm. And I go to meals with maybe 3 other women. Now, not every time. I had a stroke several years ago, so it's been harder for me in walking and doing stuff.
that you seem to be comfortable where you are now.
I am. I love this. I like this place very much.
We're getting a little bit close to the end of our time.
Oh.
Are there any things that you
need to say?
That you think about that you'd like to put on the record for your friends and family to hear about?
I don't know. I never talk much about what my husband and I did. We did go to Germany, and he went to their dental convention, which was long. It was several weeks, and I was their gopher. I would go out to the different stores and get what they needed, if it was an extra screw or something. There was always something. I enjoyed that. It was very nice. I couldn't speak a word of German, but they understood me.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Were there other places that you traveled together?
I should bring one thing up. I would go, my son lived in Asia and worked there for, he was there for 25 years or more. And I would visit him. So it was wonderful. I went to Nepal about at least 4 or 5 times. And where did we go? I went to Angkor Wat, which is a most interesting place. That was in Cambodia, Thailand, Myanmar. What else is there? Anyway, I went to all of those places with him and stayed. Sometimes Nepal, I was there at least 5 times, and then my son and I went into India, which is a fascinating country.
I think we're going to have to wrap things up.
Okay, I'm sorry I forgot to talk about all those things.
Far too much to talk about everything, and I think it's a really interesting story. So I want to thank you very much, Priscilla.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I'm real hesitant. You turned us off, didn't you?
I turned you off. I sure did. So let me get you unplugged now.
I'm sorry. I don't know how you would consider that.
You have to kind of ask questions.
You're done.
My voice, I don't like my voice. Something is happening. Make sure you're okay. Make sure you're finished recording.
Did it record okay?
I think so. Let's see. Are you sure you want to finish recording? Yes.